Hey, speaking of competition, this gentleman here knows all about it. He was, of course, you know him from Full House.
And Fuller House.
Well, you get ahead of me all the time.
I'm sorry.
Take it easy. Slow down there, a big guy. Now on Netflix, Fuller House, of course. But more importantly, he wants to promote this right now. This production company called Studio 71. He's got a brand new podcast. It's called Bob Saget's Here for You. The podcast came out. He's got all kinds of great guests. John Stamos, Tiffany Haddish, John Mayer, Macaulay Culkin, Bill Burr, and many, many more. Anyway, let's bring him right in. Bob Saget, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How's New York doing?
It's terrible. It's awful.
I got two daughters there. I just want to get on a plane and just cover them in Saran wrap. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. No, it's gonna get better.
It's gonna get better.
They won't come home.
No, they're not gonna come. Well, you were actually in here with us a couple of times and had a really, really good time. In fact,
I know. I love you guys.
You do?
I really do.
Oh, we love you too.
I was there now.
Now, where are you right now? Your daughter's in New York, but where are you?
I'm in L.A.
Of course.
I'm in L.A. I'm pure quarantino, you know. But, of course, during the quarantine, my entire plumbing, the main vein for the entire house, broke.
Oh,
so
God.
I had 10 workers in the house for a week.
Oh, boy.
Which is really fun. So we were, you know, we were hugging each other and high-fiving and, you know, all the stuff you do during quarantine.
It ain't easy, man. It doesn't matter how much money you make or how successful you are.
No.
The plumbing goes out in your house and you during a quarantine and you're screwed. That's terrible.
Everything turns to crap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Literally, very good. Very good.
That's
Bob.
Good. Well done. Well done. Bob Saget, tell us about the podcast. Bob Saget's Here For You podcast. Tell us how you can get it and tell us about it.
Yeah, it happened right before quarantine. I wanted to do a podcast that just kind of made people feel good. And I was going to call people, which I do. And it's on every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And after doing two shows in studio, that was it. I got the podcast home kit, took it home. Had John Stamos as my first guest because that's a prerequisite in my world.
Oh, yeah. Right, of course. Yes.
And then
Uncle Jesse.
Dorian Gray. John Stamos is Dorian Gray.
Oh, my God. He just looks better every day. I hate him. But but I'm doing good. I pulled everything back with a clothespin, so I look great. And, the guests are one thing, which are wonderful guests. On Monday, I've got Bill Burr, and I had Nikki Glaser this past week, and Norman Lear, who's a genius. And
yeah.
A lot of wonderful, wonderful people. But I also call people. I leave a number for them to call on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, and it tells them, you know, how to leave a message, and I call them up. I just put on Twitter, Instagram, I'm going to be calling you guys today. Hope you're around. And I call people. I called one guy. He was stoned for about a half an hour.
I couldn't
get enough of him. He's making jokes about quarantine. I was in heaven. So, but then I talked to people about real stuff, you know, difficult stuff, you know, what they're going through. And I didn't know this was what it was going to turn into. And I love it. And people are really loving it. And, you know, it's a lot of work. I mean, you go in every day. I'm doing, you know, an hour to 2 hours, depending on what the conversation turns into, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I'm just thrilled with it, and it's where you get your podcast.
Well, it's got to be great because you're great, you're brilliant, and you're funny, and you're all those good things.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you are. But you know what's funny, Bob? You know what's funny is we bring on guys like you all the time. Everybody has a podcast now. Everybody's got a podcast. And you talk about all these...
The kid across the street, 5 of my plumbers had podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then you talk about all these great guests you have. So we put you on our show so you get this incredible exposure in New York City because we love you. And you're talking about your podcast and you talk about, I got Tiffany Haddish and I got Bill Burr and I got Kevin Nealon. And what never, ever, you know what never happens, Bob, ever?
What is it?
We never get invited on any of your shows.
Oh, that's a good point. But it just started, I'm only 3 weeks old. You know, 4 weeks old, maybe, tops.
Yes.
I was a preemie, but I'm very, very young. But we could do that. I would invite you on my show, and we could talk about what's going on in New York City. You would tell me it's terrible. I'll tell you it's going to be okay.
Listen,
because I'm on a silly satellite radio tour, but I had to promote something that I'm hosting that's on Sunday night.
I heard about this, a virtual, go ahead, you tell it.
It's real special. It's a thing for foster and former foster youth filmmakers. And so it's over 70 young filmmakers from around the world submitted films. theme is change, imagine, inspire, and ignite. And it's foster kids. So we're talking people that have been on the other side and still are. And they made these films. And I saw them all. They're short films. It's on Sunday night. It'll be 8 o'clock in New York. And they just have to go on YouTube to see the whole thing. I'm one of the judges, and I also got... I'm getting to present the Best Director and Best Film Award to these kids. That I couldn't believe it. All they do is go on YouTube and write in Inspire Give as one thing. Just Inspire Give on YouTube at 8 o'clock, and they'll get to see these films, you know, 3 minutes, 2 minutes. There's like 1 7-minute. That's the longest it gets. And there's documentaries, and there's... And nothing's political. It's just a statement about it's. They're just good people. They're trying to get through life. And you think about what we go through. You think about what you're going through in New York City right now, because it's hell. And then their perspective. And many are from New York City. There's just something really special. So they whittled it down to 12 people, and then there'll be two winners. But all. Of the final filmmakers, films will be shown. That's a big deal. It's around the world, you know. It's YouTube, so people, it's a wonderful thing. It makes you want to hug a lot of these
kids. It's very nice. Bob Saget, you do a great thing. Sunday night, YouTube, 8 o'clock. Check it out. The podcast, of course, Bob Saget's Here For You. It can't be anything but great. I mean, hilarious and serious at the same time. And pay no attention to my partner. We do 4 hours a day on radio. We don't want to go do anything.
No, I want to go. I want to go.
Oh, you can.
I want to go. Yeah.
But Bob Saget, listen. We know you have to go. Thanks for appearing on the Bernie and Sid Show. Good luck to you with all this stuff. The YouTube, 8 o'clock Sunday night. Bob Saget's Here For You. The new podcast. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, guys. I'm really happy to talk to you again, and I'll see you when I'm in New York.
We look forward to that.
We look forward to that.